The House will consider an assault weapons ban. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House Judiciary Committee has approved and sent to the House floor a bill to ban most semi-automatic weapons with what they call military features. The vote came after this exchange between North Carolina Republican Congressman Dan Bishop and Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
Would anyone on the other side dispute that this bill would ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today?
Would the gentleman yield?
I would, for an answer to that question.
Yeah, that's the point of the bill.
Representative Bishop says that bill would be in defiance of the 2008 Heller decision from the U.S. Supreme Court that said banning weapons in common use would violate the Second Amendment. The prosecution has rested its case in the contempt trial of former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon.
Prosecutors called just two witnesses to testify against Bannon. One was Kristen Amerling, the House January 6 Committee's deputy staff director. She testified Bannon disregarded deadlines to respond to a September 2021 subpoena. The other witness, an FBI special agent who investigated the circumstances of Bannon's defiance of the subpoena. Coming up, Bannon's defense team's expected to try to convince the jury the trial's politically motivated. Bannon did offer this month to testify to the committee at a public hearing. That offer came shortly before his contempt trial began.
Fox's Jill Nato, a federal grand jury has indicted two men in the case of that migrant smuggling truck in San Antonio. 53 people died after being trapped in the back of that truck after it crossed the border from Mexico. 46-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez, both of Pasadena, Texas, have been charged with transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally. They could face life in prison. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden went to Massachusetts Wednesday to talk climate change.
When it comes to fighting for climate change, I will not take no for an answer.
President Biden stopping short of declaring a national climate emergency, which would allow him to redirect funds to climate priorities and transition away from fossil fuels faster without congressional approval. But Biden says that is coming. Congressional Democrats are furious. Senator Joe Manchin single-handedly tanked his party's plans to pass billions in climate spending, putting the president under great pressure to reach as far as his office allows, to the dismay of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, who writes, this would be an even greater abuse of power than Mr. Trump's repurposing of military funds for the border wall. We criticized Mr. Trump at the time and warned that a Democratic president might use this precedent to declare a climate emergency. And here we are.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, the president at one point seemed to claim that refineries in his home state had given him cancer. A federal appeals court has ruled that a law banning most abortions in Georgia can be enforced.
The U.S. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a federal district judge's decision that Georgia's new heartbeat law was out of bounds. The appeals court says the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs doing away with decisions in both Roe and Casey now means Georgia is free to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected via ultrasound, which could be as soon as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The law does provide exceptions for assault or if a mother's life is endangered. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A jury in Florida has found Tesla just 1% negligent in a crash that killed two teenagers. That verdict placed 90% of the blame on the driver, Barrett Riley. The National Transportation Safety Board determined he was driving 116 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone and most likely caused the crash. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.